This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you may Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And, well, not good news. We do not have good news to share with you about Ross Ulbricht, the man who is currently serving a double life sentence plus, what, 40 years or something like that, for running a website, for creating a program that allowed people to buy and sell the things that they wanted to on the Internet. They put this guy in prison. He's like 30-ish years old, very young. They put him in prison because he made a website.
Yep.
And there was an appeal that we had talked to his mother, Lynn. We've had her on the show a number of times over the years, because this has been going on since he was initially arrested, I believe, in October of 2013.
Yes.
For operating the Silk Road, which was, at the time, the world's most renowned, infamous underground marketplace on the Tor network, which stands for the Onion Router. It's an anonymizing system, supposedly, for the Internet. And they just, you know, not only did they throw the book at him to send a message.
The whole library.
Because, you know, people who were selling heroin on his website, they got, you know, 5 to 10 years.
Right.
Ross, who programmed the site, that's speech. When you write programming, you're typing words into a computer, and the computer compiles those words into an executable piece of software that can run. Programming is speech. Yes. And this is supposed to be a free country. There's the, you know, pesky First Amendment that, you know, the First Amendment still exists that says, you know, you have a right to freedom of speech.
Have you not seen the redacted version of the Bill of Rights?
Maybe. Does it have a bunch of, like, black...
basically, you know, almost all of it is blacked out except for, you know, Congress shall make laws infringing.
So, and we knew that there was an appeal that was proceeding, and obviously, you know, his mom, Lynn, surely she wanted to believe that there was a possibility of its success. I think
it
we
really
all did.
It seemed like it. I mean, it was such a messed up case, I couldn't believe that it wouldn't make it through an appellate court.
You mean like with the fact that there were at least two cops who have gone to prison who were on his investigative team that were guilty and pled guilty for corruption? They were trying to steal money from the money that was confiscated by the government.
Well, they weren't trying to steal money. They did. Yeah. Still money.
Also, all the things that they couldn't talk about in trial, you know, the ways that they were, you know, right. The jury was manipulated.
Oh, yeah. This judge was obviously, you know, her mind was made up. She was on the side of the prosecution from day one and did all kinds of just untoward and, you know, inappropriate things legally that seemed just obviously biased and not fair. This was not a fair trial. It was not justice in any way, shape, or form. And you thought that maybe there was a chance that one of the points, because there was a multitude of points, you know, we've just touched on some of them, that the appeals attorneys were making in their case, that one of the points would have stuck, would have resulted in a mistrial, maybe another trial, another chance where, you know, the full evidence could be brought to light. Like, for instance, the fact that after Ross Ulbricht was put into federal custody, where he would have no access to a computer, the fact that somebody logged into the Dread Pirate Roberts account, the administrator's account that was supposedly his account, after he'd been put into prison, somebody logged into that account, that, you know, that could go in front of a jury in a retrial and, you know, give him a chance at seeing some light of day at the end of this dark tunnel that he's in. But, and, you know, negating the evidence that these corrupt agents had collected throwing that out because fruit of the poisonous tree. If these corrupt agents are guilty of stealing and being dishonest, then how is it that any of the evidence that they have collected should be considered on the up and up?
Well, without getting too far into this article, and I did read the article from Wired, the judge basically says, yeah, it doesn't really make any difference that they were corrupt agents.
Is it one judge?
No, it must have been a panel.
It was a panel of judges from the Second Circuit. But, you know, generally there's one judge that writes the opinion and the other judges agree to the opinion. So, you know, whoever it was or jointly written, whatever, they basically said, yeah, it doesn't matter that there were corrupt people.
Evidence is evidence.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. So after more than 5 years, this according to Wired.com and Andy Greenberg, who has been reporting on the Silk Road for quite a long time. He was one of the people who was actually attending the trial, and some of our friends went down to that trial as well, including Derek J. Freeman from Victimless Crime Spree and more. Anyway, after more than 5 years, the saga of the Dread Pirate Roberts has ended, and the founder of the Silk Road has lost his last chance of escaping a lifetime in prison. On Wednesday, a Second Circuit appellate court rejected the appeal of Ross Ulbricht, who 2 years ago was sentenced to life in prison without parole for creating and running the Silk Road, a massive dark web drug market.
All right, so before we get too far, I want to have a little bit of hope. And when I say a little bit, I mean like, you know, a microscopic, tiny, tiny, tiny bit of hope that hopefully, in 4 or 8 years, there's a president that's not completely horrible that would commute the sentence, even if not a full pardon, just commute the sentence.
Like happened with Chelsea Manning?
Yes. And again, when I say a tiny amount of hope, I'm talking
a real small,
you know, like microscopic. Yeah. You know the scene from Dumb and Dumber where, you know, one in a million. Oh, so you're saying there's a chance. One in a million would still be very large compared to the amount of hope that I have. But, still, you know, there's a sliver.
I hope you're right about that. But I guess that's the only way he's getting out at this point.
Is this a conviction in New York State or is this federal court conviction?
This is federal.
Yeah, that. I'm sorry, Daryl. I don't have that sliver of hope.
Like I said, it's microscopic.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a grain of sand on, you know, compared to the entire galaxy is how
the only way it would happen is
my little piece of hope is.
Is if there was some major drug reform that happened also at that same time frame.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, I would have had more hope that Obama would have done it than I do that Trump would do it. Mm-hmm. Trump is in it.
Oh, I know Trump's not going to do it. That's why I said in 4 or 8 years.
I mean, 4 years, that's when he's going out. The new president,
he's going for re-election.
Presidents don't pardon on their way in. They pardon on their way out. I mean, you basically have to have Harry Brown, you know, the personified.
The libertarian presidential candidate from 96 and 2000.
Yeah, you have to have the new Harry Brown step in, say, you know, we're ending the drug war and all
of
this.
Well, he'd be pardoned first day if it was Harry Brown.
Right.
That's one of the things that Harry Brown, that was one of his campaign promises, was that his first day in office, he would not only bring the troops home from around the globe, but he would also pardon all nonviolent, you know, victimless criminals.
Right.
So, back to the story here from Greenberg over at Wired.com. Ulbricht had used the Dread Pirate Roberts pseudonym and had persistently fought his conviction for crimes, including drug trafficking and money laundering, as well as his unexpectedly harsh life sentence. He and his lawyers pointed to what they described as illegal searches in the investigation, the involvement of at least two federal agents now proven to be corrupt, and Ulbricht's draconian punishment for what they described as nonviolent crimes. The three-judge appellate panel nonetheless affirmed the decision of the lower court, albeit with notes of muted criticism of American drug laws. This is the most bizarre part of this particular story. Quote, this from the judge's opinion. quote, reasonable people may and do disagree about the social utility of harsh sentences for the distribution of controlled substances, or even of criminal prohibition of their sale and use at all. They continued saying, quote, it is very possible that, at some future point, we will come to regard these policies as tragic mistakes and adopt less punitive and more effective methods of reducing the incidence and costs of drug use. And we'll continue their quote here.
Yeah, continue the quote, definitely.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We will continue. And you can share your thoughts with us here on Ross Ulbricht. It's Free Talk Live.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial on in toll free here. 855-453. More about the Silk Road. The most recent verdict, not good for the future of Ross Ulbricht, the creator of the Silk Road, the world's most infamous and amazing and successful, or at least for its time, underground marketplace. Of course, the federal government wanted to send a message by sending him to prison for the rest of his life, plus another lifetime, and then some beyond that. But apparently the message wasn't really heard on the darknet, because there's plenty of underground darknet marketplaces that exist today. There are probably more than we could easily rattle off. There's usually new ones popping up all the time, many of them with thousands of listed items at any given moment in time. So if anything, there's more proliferation of these markets than there was back in 2011 and 2013.
Right. To some extent, it's the Streisand effect.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want this. Oh, you don't want it? Okay, here's more.
Yep. And so, no crackdown is going to stop the black marketplace. They're just going to get more inventive. They're going to get more creative. And they're going to get better at, hiding their marketplace origin, where the servers are and things like that, and make it more difficult for the various federal agencies from around the globe to follow them. Anyway, Bitcoin.com has been reporting on this messy situation behind the scenes of Bitcoin. It is maybe going to clear up. There's a supposed consensus that was reached about a week ago where they say they are going to, within 6 months, start fixing some of these major problems with the Bitcoin system, the Bitcoin network that is currently full of transactions. They're supposed to be increasing the block size and more, introducing this segregated witness technology that's supposed to make things better, and make it so the more transactions can be processed per second or per minute. And Bitcoin.com's been reporting on this the whole time, with the crazy transaction fees that have increased by more than 1,200% since just 2015 and have been shooting up a lot more in just the last couple of months. You go to news.bitcoin.com. You can follow along with the latest on what's happening in the Bitcoin universe. That's news.bitcoin.com. And, of course, Bitcoin's tied in here with the Silk Road. It was, to some extent, Bitcoin... the Silk Road, rather, is one of the things that I think helped put Bitcoin on the map. I mean, I realize that there are some people who want to poo-poo the, Bitcoin's not just for drugs. Well, obviously it's not. It's like cash for the internet. But people use cash for drugs, too.
At a higher percentage.
What do you mean?
So I found something recently showing, what the percentage of Bitcoin transactions used for, quote-unquote, illegal activity. And it was really small, like 0.5% or mm-hmm. something, or it might have been 5%. But, in either case, small percentage. The percentage of cash that is used for illegal activity is close to 10%.
Wow. For real?
Yes.
I thought it was only like double or something like that, like 1%.
Right. So 5% to 10%
is double.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so it
must have 0.5%. I apologize.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if there was the decimal point, but now
it's
that I think about it, there was not.
10% of cash is used for illegal activities, but I guess Americans use a lot of credit cards.
So, that's a good point. Anyway, let's see, where was it going? Yeah, Bitcoin.com. Go check out news.bitcoin.com. So we were sharing with you the Wired.com story about today's terrible news out of an appellate court, the Second Circuit Appellate Court, decided that Ross Ulbricht, he's going to stay right where he is in federal prison, and there will be no retrial. There will be no resentencing, which were a couple of the hopes that those of us who wanted to see something happen here.
A new trial makes a hell of a lot of sense in this case. I mean, I just
given the corrupt agents that have been convicted and sent to prison.
And new evidence has been, I don't understand.
Well, evidence, not only new evidence, but evidence they had but were not allowed to bring to trial.
Right. So those two things are enough to get you a new trial in just about every circumstance. Mm-hmm. Imaginable. The fact that somebody logged in as Dread Pirate Roberts when he was in jail is enough new evidence to get a new trial. The fact that information was disallowed in trial that clearly should have been allowed in trial.
You're using logic.
I mean, the law is supposed to be based on logic. I understand that these judges' job was to see whether or not this person received a fair trial, and this person did not receive a fair trial. I don't understand. I cannot understand how they came to the conclusion that they came to. But and especially with this whole lip service to the drug war against the drug war.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So let's finish the quote because. Yep. Just part of the quote makes it sound like, oh, yeah, well, you know, maybe should think about changing something at some point.
They say that it's very possible at some future point, this is the court's opinion, we will come to regard these policies as tragic mistakes and adopt less punitive and more effective methods of reducing the incidence and costs of drug use. I mean, that's almost a statement from the court saying that they believe there are more effective methods and that, you know, there are less punitive methods that could be more effective.
It sounds like, you know, the like a Libertarian Party platform plank. I mean, it's that kind of, you know, verbiage.
Then the rest of the statement is as follows, quote, at this point in our history, however, the democratically elected representatives of the people have opted for a policy of prohibition backed by severe punishment.
Translation, it's illegal, therefore go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200, and die in jail. That's the translation. This is not an anti-prohibitionist ruling at all.
I didn't
all
say it was an anti-prohibitionist ruling.
Imagination.
No, I didn't say that at any point. I said it's strange that they would put language like this in here when they're upholding prohibition. I mean, this statement is completely confusing. While it makes it seem like these judges understand that prohibition's a bad policy.
Oh, they understand, but the law
can't do
says
anything
you go
about
to jail.
It. Right.
So therefore, go to jail. Doesn't matter that it's immoral for us to send you to jail for this.
That's right.
It's the law. We have to follow the law. So therefore, go to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
They don't have to follow the law.
Well,
they can do whatever they want to do.
That's okay. First off,
they can interpret it how they want.
It is their job to uphold the law, and the law of the land.
Their job is to interpret the law.
They're correct.
Their job is to interpret what the intention of the legislatures was when they wrote this crap.
I don't think there's any mystery as to what the legislators
and compare it versus the Constitution.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any mystery as to what the legislators intended in this circumstance. I think the ruling,
yes, but was it constitutional?
From that standpoint, is good. I think the ruling from the standpoint of new evidence and suppressed evidence is illegal, and these judges should have their heads chopped off on, you know, right on the lawn of the White House. That's
what Mark says is for entertainment value only. That is not a true statement.
Well, I think that the government should do it. I think the executive
branch. Be careful, you're threatening judges.
I'm not threatening any judges.
That's what I'm saying. It was for entertainment value.
No. I think that the executive branch should institute a death penalty against judges that suppress that go along with suppressed evidence and that disallow trials for new and clear exculpatory evidence. That is insane to me.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk more about what they said in their ruling where they dismiss all of the arguments on the appeal. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We're sharing with you the terrible news, but not unexpected news from the Federal Appeals Court, the Second Circuit Appellate Court, which heard the case of Ross Ulbricht, a man who is currently in prison in New York State for federal charges that relate to drug dealing and computer hacking. Conspiracy, I think, is the majority of what he was convicted of. And sentenced to double life in prison plus 40 years. None of that's going to be overturned. Not a single point that the appeal made was accepted by the court. They rejected all of them. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. I do want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch, and it's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's Freedom's Phoenix. Wired.com. We're sharing from the Wired article by Andy Greenberg, who has been following the Silk Road case for quite a long time. I remember we read a number of his pieces on the actual trial that happened over 2 years ago. It was back in early 2015, the winter time.
He was convicted 2 years and, I believe, 3 days ago?
Oh, right. You mean like sentenced or whatever. I believe he was convicted back in the winter because his trial was in the winter.
That must have been, I just remember, you know, having seen on Facebook a couple days ago when the, you know, Facebook memories thing
was sentencing.
Posting must have been the sentencing.
So he's in prison, and it doesn't look like he's going to be getting out unless, as Daryl pointed out, we have some sort of semi-human president who actually decides to, you know, cut Ross loose on a commutation or... Pardoning would be nice, but again, all of
pardoning
these are
would be nice.
Fancy ideas.
Again, it's like, you know, one grain of sand in the entire universe of hope.
Yeah.
That he'll at least get a commutation. Now, you know, it's not one of these things to where, you know, like I'm waiting on it, fingers crossed, hold my breath until it happens.
Well, so the prison system is full of opportunities to continue to take your case back for all kinds of relief.
Okay.
Right? You know, there's different opportunities.
So where do they go from here?
Well, they would, they can ask the judge to reconsider.
Almost never does anything.
Yeah, they can, petition the president for clemency. There's a variety, and I think that they could probably go back on another appeal.
What about the Supreme Court?
I think they would have to go to, and I don't believe it was the full circuit that heard this, the full circuit hear it.
Okay.
And then after that, I believe, would be Supreme Court. I don't think you can go directly to the Supreme Court without going to the full circuit.
All right. Well,
but again, we're talking about something that is incredibly costly. Just the paperwork.
Yeah.
The paperwork alone on this was damn near $20,000.
So you'd think they could just go and hit resubmit and have the full court hear it, but I'm sure it's much more complicated than that.
Right, because you have to have transcripts and all this other stuff.
Yeah, and those are thousands of dollars.
That's what was nearly $20,000 for this hearing. On an appeal, you're going to need transcripts
for the whole panel.
Yeah, as though these judges read those 20,000, those entire incomplete transcripts of $20,000.
Oh, yes, we've read every single word that you submitted. Nope, they scan stuff.
In its ruling, the appellate court, this is Wired.com, the appellate court addresses and dismisses each of Ulbricht's arguments, starting with his claim that the surveillance of his home, network, Facebook, and Gmail accounts, as well as the seizure and search of his personal laptop, all represented unconstitutional searches. The appellate panel found that contrary to Ulbricht's claims, all of those investigative techniques were backed by a warrant and legal under modern readings of the Fourth Amendment.
Now, here's what's unusual, and maybe it's just, you know, Wired not covering a specific detail, but the way that the FBI allegedly found the server has still never been explained in court.
That's right. That's one of the things that the judge managed to avoid having talked about, which would have been very enlightening because we have no idea. They never had to show that chain of evidence, which is normally very important when it comes to evidence. How did you get here?
Having read the FBI agent's written report of how he found it, it could best be summarized as, a magical leprechaun on a flying unicorn told me where it was, because what he actually said does not stand up to the way computers work.
Not according to security experts
who
looked at the statement.
And even if it did, it would be outside of the realm of legality for what the FBI is allowed to do to get computer evidence.
Far more unusual in Ulbricht's case was the involvement of two now convicted, who pled guilty, by the way, corrupt federal agents. Secret Service agent Sean Bridges stole hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Bitcoin from the Silk Road. DEA agent Karl Mark Force, I believe the fourth, attempted to extort Ulbricht and even sold him secret information from the Silk Road investigation. Ulbricht's lawyers argued that both agents influenced the Silk Road investigation and at times had access to the Silk Road servers that could have been used to frame their client, Ross.
I.e.,
they could have made up evidence
the whole thing
and put it on the server.
Now, we know that Ross was involved at some point in the Silk Road because they admitted that in the opening statement of their defense.
Right, but that doesn't mean that every word in the chat log was
his.
Accurate and his.
Right. Now, not only does it not mean that they were not necessarily his words because it was under a character named Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the website, but it also means that it wasn't even necessarily anyone who was Dread Pirate Roberts, and that it could have been Karl Mark Force or this other guy,
correct.
Bridges. So could have we
been
don't know.
Them chatting back and forth to one another. One yeah. signed in as Dread Pirate Roberts,
right.
because as Mark mentioned earlier...
Well, so that it was Dread Pirate Roberts. I was wondering what you were trying to get there.
Someone...
So the username Dread Pirate Roberts could have said did say these things.
We don't know. That's my point, is that they have a chat log that supposedly shows Dread Pirate Roberts talking with whoever we're talking about here.
It could have been Karl Mark Force writing the entire thing.
It could be a work of fiction by a man who is now convicted and in prison
right.
for embezzling millions of dollars, seeing an opportunity and embezzling millions of dollars under the color of law.
That's right. They can't prove it was Ross Ulbricht who wrote those words.
Right. And that's why this thing is just such a mess.
Not only can they not prove that it was Ross Ulbricht who wrote those words, they can't prove that it was even anyone who ever was truly Dread Pirate Roberts, whoever his other
right.
successors were, because he's the one who launched the site, and then we know that years later, it was actually Andy Greenberg, I believe, over at Wired, who did an interview with Dread Pirate Roberts. This was actually maybe like 6 months before the site got
right.
taken down. He did an interview with whoever Dread Pirate Roberts was, and that Dread Pirate Roberts said that he wasn't the first Dread Pirate Roberts, that
right.
there had been at least one more.
And one of the investigators testified during the initial trial, I believe it was Jared Duryegayan making this testimony, that they thought that Mark Karpeles from Mountain Cox was Dread Pirate Roberts. 3 days later, the judge tells the jury,
disregard
everything this man said.
Yeah. So, reasonable doubt? I would say yes, but the jury wasn't even allowed to consider evidence that might have led them to a conclusion that there was reasonable doubt
yep,
in this case.
Disregard everything this witness said.
So the judges once again disagreed. Ulbricht, quote, they say, still has not shown how the agent's corrupt behavior is exculpatory. The relevant question on which none of Ulbricht's arguments cast any light or raises any doubt is whether any particular item of evidence was tainted in some way by the misconduct of Bridges or Force.
How is none of this casting light or raising doubt? We have corrupt federal agents that we know were, manipulating people. After Ross got arrested, somebody logged in as Dread Pirate Roberts.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And who was that somebody? Was it one of the two cops who've been caught so far? Or was it the third cop that is still on the loose, according to Ross Ulbricht's mentor? We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an
ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial on in toll free, bring up anything that you want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Though if you've got comments on the terrible news out of the federal courts today, and that is that Ross Ulbricht's appeal has been rejected point by point by the second court panel. Now maybe they will go back to the full appeals court and see what they say. And I don't know how many that would be. Is that five or seven or what?
I don't know.
This was a three-judge panel.
It depends on the circuit, because some of the circuits have more district courts in them.
How many tens of thousands did it cost to do this appeal?
Probably 100,000 at least would be my guess.
So tens of thousands.
Yeah.
And then how many tens of thousands will it cost to do the same panel?
Another,
they have the transcripts, so that was 20 grand right there.
You got to order more transcripts for more judges.
Yeah,
because each judge has to have a transcript.
Plus updated transcripts, because you need transcripts of the most recent hearing as well.
Right.
Yep.
It's going to be expensive, no doubt about it.
The ruling doesn't make any sense to me. I haven't heard anything here in this article that makes it make sense to me. I mean, it just all, it's like the planets have aligned. You know, Trump tweets Convifi, and this court puts out the dumbest, ruling I've heard.
I saw that late last night. It's so funny. I didn't see his actual tweet. I saw all these Convifi things.
Did the guy have an aneurysm and fall over?
He apparently deleted that tweet in the middle of the night at like 6 a.m. Uh-huh. And then posted a new tweet. But my understanding, because, online posts are technically, a form of a record.
Yeah.
And federal law is every record created by a president is supposed to be archived forever.
And so he's violating that, is what you're saying.
He's violating that, and that also means that Covfefe is going to permanently be in the archives.
I was looking at...
Urban Dictionary has an amazing definition
of Covfefe.
Yeah, it says when you try to spell coverage, but your hands are too small to hit all of the keys.
Is that what the word was supposed to be, coverage?
Probably. In context, it says negative press Covfefe. It makes sense that it would be the word coverage.
Coverage
negative
makes
press
sense.
Coverage.
I just thought he like had an aneurysm.
Yeah, yeah.
Fell asleep
or something while he was typing it.
And then somehow moved the mouse down to click submit.
You just followed on
his. It could have been on his portable device. A lot of people update their Twitters from their handheld device, so he might have just, hit the enter key.
Is he allowed to have an internet-connected handheld device?
Why wouldn't he be?
He's allowed to have nuclear
weapons.
Obama
had a BlackBerry.
For God's sake.
No, they made him do extra security stuff, and then I think they took that away at one point. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he had it, at least at one point. The funniest thing I saw, there were so many jokes of this Covfefe thing. It just blew up all over the place late last night. And the funniest thing I saw was, how do you pronounce it? Is it Covfefe, Covfefe, or like Covfefe? So like, how do you, or Covfefe, whatever.
Covfefe is what I like.
There's no N.
I just like Fefe in there.
There is no N. It's Covfefe.
Is that it?
Covfefe.
Oh, I see. I thought there was an N.
Or Covfefe. Anyway, you want to comment on that? You're welcome to. We don't mind taking a break from this serious stuff here because it's pretty brutal news today for supporters of Ross Ulbricht, freeross.org. I'm sure they could still use your support, even if this is the end of the court appeals. I doubt they've paid their bills at this point, so his family certainly needs the help. Yeah. Freeross.org to help them out with that, whether you want to contribute Bitcoin or PayPal or cut them a check. I know they'd appreciate it. They've sold their house or taken out a second mortgage or something like that. They don't have anything left. So back to the story here from Wired.com. The judges claim that the relevant question on which none of Ulbricht's arguments cast any light or raise any doubt is whether any particular item of evidence was tainted in some way by the misconduct of Bridges or Force. Those are the two cops that were convicted and are now in prison for being corrupt during that investigation. Nothing in the government's disclosures, says the court, and nothing in that nothing that Ulbricht identifies in the record or has produced from any independent source suggests that either Bridges or Force had such capacity. False. They absolutely, at the very least, Force had administrative access to that website.
Yes.
They, and I think Bridges might have as well. I don't recall the details in his specific case, but he certainly had access to take Bitcoin from the site. So he probably had some high-level access as well. But they had busted one of the Silk Road administrators, I believe Cliff Curtis or something, or Curtis Green or something like that. Anyway, one of the Silk Road admins had gone down, and they took over his administrative functions so that nobody knew that he had gotten busted. And so they continued to operate as though they were him on the site, all the while being federal agents in an administrative capacity on the Silk Road. So as an administrator on the site, of course they had ability to make changes.
This just doesn't make any sense.
And fabricate logs.
Correct. It's not like they're ignorantly saying this. They had all this information in front of them. This is closer to a lie than it is to, ignorance, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. They're stating the opposite of the truth, and it's their job to know the truth, and they're, I can't imagine this is ignorance. This doesn't seem like ignorance.
Not only, this is back to Wired.com, not only did the court uphold the verdict, they maintained his life sentence, the severity of which a previous judge had questioned. It was quite a leap, Judge Gerald Lynch commented last year, adding that testimony from family members of Silk Road users who died from overdosing on drugs, quote, put an extraordinary thumb on the scale that shouldn't have been there, unquote. But in its final ruling, the court decided otherwise, quote, emotionally wrenching as the statements of the decedent's parents were, we cannot and do not assume that federal judges are unable to put their sympathies for particular victims to one side and assess the evidence for its rational relationship to the sentencing decision. So they're basically saying that, oh yeah, she was emotional, that's okay. That's what that says there, right?
Yeah.
Well, this judge was, you know, she couldn't help but be swayed by the emotional testimony here. So, harsher sentence.
Yeah.
They know.
Well, but I mean, if you're acknowledging that it's emotional, you probably then it's probably the appellate court's job to undo it.
Saying that it's they can't assume that the judge is unable to put her sympathy aside, and so apparently that's okay. You know, just part and parcel being a human being. You're just going to have to judge how you feel rather than what the actual legal sentence should be for this crime based on, the fact there was no victim.
I don't think that's what a judge is supposed to do.
I agree with you, which is why this is a shocking statement from them.
Yeah.
They know that the deaths of
Silk Road... I agree that judges can't put aside their emotions. I don't agree that other judges should uphold their sentences if they think that's what happened.
I agree with you.
Now, and one thing that's interesting about federal drug cases... There's actually some kind of computer formula that the judges are supposed to use that helps them determine what the sentence should be. And there's a little bit of leeway, but, it's not entirely up to the judge, but this judge definitely went above and beyond what that minimum have been.
They note the deaths of Silk Road customers don't figure into the life sentence so much as Ulbricht's alleged attempts to pay for the murders of a witness, an informant, and three others.
Alleged in that somebody said it one time, there's never been a formal charge, nope. And he's never gone to trial on it and never been convicted.
But they were able to drag that out in the
trial. So I can allege that Judge Catherine Forrest, the woman that sentenced Ross Ulbricht to two life sentences plus 40 years, I can allege that she rapes baby penguins. I have no evidence. But I can allege that she does that.
And if you were to actually make that statement in a courtroom, you would be thrown out of court. You would, possible mistrial. They would maybe sentence you with a contempt charge. I mean, for you to make a statement like that,
well, where's
you would never
the evidence
get away with
that she doesn't?
Well, right. And the thing is, they made that statement about Ross, about him committing murders, in court, in front of this jury, probably on more than one, on at least one, if not more than one occasion. They dragged out these allegations with no evidence.
Unfiled charges.
Right.
In a completely different federal district court.
Based on chat logs that were on a server that were accessible by corrupt federal agents.
Where we know that one of the corrupt federal agents was involved in the chat.
That's right. In light of the overwhelming evidence, says the court, that Ulbricht was prepared, like other drug kingpins, to protect his profits by paying large sums of money to have individuals who threatened his enterprise murdered, it would be plainly wrong to conclude that he was sentenced for accidental deaths that the district court discussed only in passing in imposing a sentence, they wrote. We'll look a little deeper at that quote here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.